Cold Sailor, you'll be joining us soon.
Only four more episodes till Radio Free Cybertron number 500.
Tall hiss, we shall rule.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit TFormers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 496. I am Brian Kilby, and with me, I am joined by my motley crew of cohorts. We have Chris. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
I guess we love the 90s.
I am going to that concert this weekend, so I will see not MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice. They're the same person.
MC Hammer I would go see, just for novelty.
You should bring Don. That's like his favorite
Don,
song.
Don,
gonna
go?
Do they have Phil Collins?
No.
No, and the only reason you would go see MC Hammer is you hopefully break out into a Hammerman retrospective or something.
That would be pretty awesome.
Don probably has the Hammerman pants.
Yeah, he probably does.
Can we play some Ice Ice Baby now?
I actually went to sit my senior year of high school. My first day, I wore the parachute pants. They were canary yellow. I had a members only jacket. I had Kmart versions of like Keds or Converse.
That is so awesome. Don Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen.
Why do we not have a picture of that? Why do we not have a picture of that?
And that's Matt Diecast.
That's me.
And let's see here, John DeLuna, who is not there.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, I'm around.
He's around.
I'm around.
Playing Street Fighter.
I'm on my 5-second delay.
Okay. And Rob Clay. Rob, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Yeah, John's busy playing Street Fighter 2012. He felt nostalgic after that video up on YouTube.
Hey, this weekend's Capcom Cup.
Oh, really?
They're playing for like $350,000 in prize money.
So
I was born in the wrong generation.
Yeah.
I'm no marketing professional, but like, why wouldn't they just call it Cupcom?
But exactly, because it's not Capcom. You want to make sure that Capcom gets in there and unaltered and everything. So, even though Cupcom is cuter. Okay, so big news.
Two girls, Don.
Thank you for making that joke, because that would be a joke that I would make.
Okay,
but I'm proud of you. You're growing, 10,000 strong, and growing.
I'm actually surprised he beat Diecast to that joke.
But
I had my Flintstones this morning.
Yep. But big news. Okay. So as of today, Radio Free Cybertron is available on Roku. We have our own Roku channel now. You can find out more at tfradio.net/Roku. Puts us in millions of homes that we weren't in before, or we might have been in them. But now we can actually move around, maybe try out the furniture. Maybe jiggle the handle in the toilet.
More Diecast in every chant in every home was good.
Yeah.
This is a mistake.
If you don't know,
we're trying
to encourage people to watch.
If you don't know, Roku is the most popular set-top box available. There are TVs that have Roku built in, and we are now a channel on Roku. You can find it by going to tfradio.net/Roku. And from right there, you can just add it to your Roku. Or if you want to go the old-fashioned way, go to the Roku channel store. We're under new. After we're no longer new, probably 2 weeks, we'll be under special interest. But just go add the channel, and we're there. And you can watch us each week. Right now, I'm working on backfilling our catalog. We only have about a dozen episodes up there right now. But we will have more and different types of video on there, because it's really more of a big screen, you know, setback sort of application. But we're going to have Diecast how-tos and reviews. So it's going to be really awesome. So we think you'll enjoy it. And again, it puts us in more homes. So I'm very happy about it and super excited. Okay, so with that out of the way, Operation Combination. If you haven't already, go to Walmart, Target, wherever you buy toys. Where do you guys buy toys at normally?
Whoever actually gets anything in stock.
True.
The internet's
wherever action figures are sold.
Yeah, Toys R Us.
Wherever
it's cheapest. But I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, like, if whoever gets the new stuff in, stores don't get the new stuff in a lot of times because crap is sitting on the shelf. Not crap to kids, but crap to us because, you know, I don't necessarily need another Blur or I don't need another Skull Cruncher or Skull Smasher. But, you know, a kid.
You don't need another Scourge, though.
I always need another Scourge. But a kid out there.
So do the kids.
Yeah, so do the kids. So just go to Walmart, Target, wherever you get your toys, and just if there's something sitting on the shelf that you want to go away, buy it and donate it. Toys for Tots, Ronald McDonald House, your local foster care, children's home. There's lots of good organizations that would like to get their hands on that and so that a kid could have a Merry Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. But the cool thing is, what you can do is take that, take a photo of it going in a Toys for Tots box or however you do it, and put it on the internet, on Instagram or on Twitter, hashtag Operation Combination. We'll retweet it and we'll follow you as well. So do that. That would be great. And, you know, it helps you by getting stuff off the shelf and it helps kids. It's very important this holiday season. So, did anybody get anything?
Oh, yeah.
So, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I know you got the same thing, but I got Masterpiece Inferno, and he is super nice. I was actually surprised. I was only getting him because he's an official Masterpiece, and I wasn't excited for him or anything. And then I got him, and I was like, wow, he really impressed me.
So I got a box.
He got me all hot.
DHL was delivering a package. I thought it was Delta Magnus because I ordered Delta Magnus, or so I thought, Friday night. Well, so the package got delivered. Okay, the package was way too small to be Delta Magnus. I opened it and it was Masterpiece Inferno. He's pretty. But he's, to me, he's kind of plain, and he's way too big. But I absolutely see why Diecast loves him.
Did you put the stickers on the door? Because that makes all the difference.
Does it? I hate stickers.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And what's really cool is I did put a review up on RFC Reviews on YouTube. You can go and check that out.
Not
and
on Roku
see me
yet,
gleam.
But it will be tomorrow.
Not yet. But there is an app available for your Android phone and your iPhone called TFDB, Database.
The Lucas Brothers do that.
Exactly. And it's really cool. It's the people that did Unicron.com.
And Unicron.com has been around forever.
It's really cool because you can search, like I can just search Inferno, and it'll come up with every single Inferno that's ever been out and have pictures of them and if you go to Masterpiece Inferno, my video review is right in the app, and then it'll take you to YouTube to watch the review.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah, so that's really awesome.
Check that out.
I got to recommend everyone download that app. If you're a Transformers fan and you have a smartphone, TFDB, download the app, and then you have access to every single Transformers character you can imagine in your phone, and some of them will even have my video reviews in them.
That's awesome. I know a lot of TFDBs, and sometimes I try to avoid them, but this is not one that I would try to avoid.
You can get it's really cool.
You can get it from Google Play or from the iTunes Store. But, I do want to mention this. Do you have anything else, Diecast?
Oh, I did get something that Matt will enjoy.
Oh, nice.
I got my
Thunder
Sword. From Amazon, like
the $67 one,
yeah, the $67 wow. Lightning awesome. Deal.
Wow, that is a really good deal.
Yeah, and I actually got the Ninja Megazord, the movie one with it, which was like $84. Nice. But it was a buy both. The Lightning deal was sold out, but it was still showing the Lightning deal when you bought both. So I did, and they ended up charging me more, but. After multiple emails, Amazon finally took care of it.
See?
Now you need to get a Falcon Zord.
Yes. But I'll wait for those to hopefully go on clearance.
They won't.
No? Why not?
Because, well, they're already off-shelf.
Tommy Zord.
They're already off shelves in most Toys R Us locations, so that kind of puts a nail in that.
So I want to mention this. So I said I thought I ordered Delta Magnus. Well, I mentioned this, I use a prepaid card, one, so I put the money on it when I want to spend it, too. I don't want to get anything stolen because, you know, fraud happens. So I ended up catching the error Monday when the toy was, when I got Inferno. And so Monday evening, I guess, Amazon Japan shipped Delta Magnus. And guess what? That was Monday. Today's Wednesday. I have my Delta Magnus.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Isn't he wonderful?
It's beautiful. Oh, my God. I loves it. I loves it, precious. So, like, Kim has been asking me what I want for Christmas, and I told her, I'll just take this. So, this is my Christmas present. So, yes, Delta Magnus, beautiful. I love it. It is so much better than that KFC toy that I have. I haven't cut myself on it yet, is for one.
That's a good first step.
Yeah, but it's perfect. This really scratches the itch that I had for not having the original. And it actually, I think this, I mean, Inferno is nice, but I think this really re-energizes my enjoyment of Masterpiece, because I look at this, I'm like, I could really go for a shelf of, you know, Transformers the Movie characters. I'd like to have a Masterpiece, like a real Masterpiece cup now. The Masterpiece RC, the Masterpiece Springer and all that, but I love it.
Official Masterpiece Springer. Official Masterpiece Springer.
Yes.
Now, well, there's plenty of Masterpiece Springers.
If they made a Masterpiece Matrix Glow Ultra Magnus, would you get that?
No. No shining.
Yeah, Magnus. The clear urine yellow and everything?
Yeah, no shining / piss Magnus, no.
You know what I do want? I want this in every single iteration they have. I want this as an Arc Fire. I want this as a, what's the green dude? I forget his name.
Hauler.
I want this as everything. It's such a nice mold. And if you just have a problem with the kind of paint applications on this, you know, put this in a different color. I think you'll like it a lot better.
You're probably in luck on this regard, Diecast.
I don't know. I'm still waiting on my car, a black Ironhide. I haven't heard anything out of that yet, so.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. I have Grapple on pre-order, I realized. I think I may like him better. Man, just something about it. Like, the Masterpiece toys, they're not the size of the G1 toys. And they have their own internal scale they're trying to follow. But I was thinking about it. If the Masterpiece toys are actually just the size of the G1 toys, but with better engineering, that would probably make me happy.
I can see that.
It would take up less shelf space.
Absolutely. Anybody else get anything?
Well,
I did. Not much. I found Titans Return Voyager Alpha Trion.
Nice.
Actually, on a retail shelf, which around That's here amazing. Is amazing. Yeah.
What do you think of them?
He's
well,
okay.
I like the fact that he's Alpha Trion.
Yeah.
He kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how Rob won't even commit to that aspect of it.
Kind
of.
It is definitely a toy named Alpha Trion, and it's got a really good Alpha Trion head sculpt.
And it's got Alpha Trion colors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope Broadside fares better, you know, not having all the lion kibble on him.
Yeah.
He almost passed you.
I'm really looking forward to Broadside just because I want to see. That has to be significantly different as Broadside, and I really want to see how they pull that off.
I'm hoping to find one so I can see how the mold is for myself, because I do like the way Leo Prime looks from Takara.
Nice.
I was showing Diecast's video review. I was showing it to the other camera, not to this camera.
Yeah.
Multiple cameras.
Yeah, no, I knew you were showing it to the other camera. I was still trying to see what it was.
Yeah, sweet. That's awesome. So, Don, what did you get?
Oh, I got the Unique Toys Allen. It's one of the first. Well,
is it technically the first?
Not counting Defender. It's the first of the current batch of third-party Springers.
It's the first Masterpiece-ish one, though.
Yeah, exactly. but it's not the first third party Springer. That was Defender.
But did you say masterpiece-ish?
Yeah, instead of masterpiece-ish. I just like pee-ish.
They're getting peed all over the place.
Yeah.
Springer is everywhere.
I'm a little stuffed up. So, yeah, but I picked that up, and I've got the Weijang, the Nemesis version of the Evasion Optimus Prime coming.
Oh, nice. How much was that?
After Dynanomics, about 48 shipped.
Cool.
Well, that's not bad. But that's with Dynanomics. Like, how much did you actually pay for it if somebody else wanted to do it?
Yeah, what's the retail on that?
The guy that I usually get my third-party stuff from is $84 with free shipping, which, considering how big that figure is and how much metal is in this, the Weijang version, that's still a real good price for a toy that size.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a bad price.
Yeah. Good job on those Dynamics, though. I mean, you got that almost half price that way.
Yep, yeah, I appreciate that. Yep. Oh, good sales and an eBay coupon. It all worked out good.
Anybody else?
Yeah, anybody else? I'm posting to Instagram. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm trying to stop there being silence. But since it seems like nobody else has anything this week, let's go on to the official news, Kilby.
So, sorry, I'm like posting all of the news right now, but I can't auto-post to Instagram because it's a bug.
Can I just say, Brian, you sound like somebody's uncle. Complaining about Instagram and actually not being able to post on Instagram,
I can't
but
auto-post.
Being excited at first.
I can't auto-post. I can auto-post. I can schedule tweets. I can schedule Facebook. I can schedule YouTube. I'm sharing news right now.
You know why you can't schedule Instagram? Because it's Insta.
Ooh, I like that. Well, the news is now shared.
Joke.
Yeah, that's a yes, nice. True. Now it's now very shared nice. On Instagram. Okay, yeah. So let's see here. What do we got going on?
Jeez.
No This Week in History this week, because I accidentally deleted it from the show notes last week.
I knew I was getting something.
I had to go in and do a lot of, because we didn't do a normal show last week.
I remember one of the ones from last week, so I'll just mention it's the anniversary of War War Stop It single coming out, the Japanese Beast Wars opening.
Funny enough, I think in the last RFC, I put that in as an Easter egg at the very end.
Oh, no, you did the Beast Wars medals theme.
No, I did War War Stop It.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I didn't.
I don't watch these episodes because I'm here.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but like, so we mentioned War War Stop It, but it was about the other song. So I just put War War Stop It in because that's the good one. Oh, and
Fair enough. One thing
I do want to point out, we weren't going to do a show last week and we did. Thankfully we did, because Thanksgiving is the day that people want to listen to podcasts. We got thousands more listeners last week than we normally would have on a normal show. So,
whoa.
Yeah. So,
and tens of thousands more than we normally would have on RFC Extra.
Potentially. Not tens of thousands, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. Okay, official news. So that Platinum Edition Year of the Rooster Optimus Prime is not what you're expecting. It is based on the hybrid style Convoy, which I think is a terrible toy.
It's not what you're expecting, and it's not what you want.
Yeah.
It's the first time that's been reissued in like 10 years.
Yes, yeah, it's the second reissue. Because didn't they basically just reissue it? And
normal colors like this is, there was a Nemesis version. There might have been a second run of it.
Yeah.
The second run included the trailer. Oh, no, he came with the trailer originally. I'm pretty sure there was a second run of it. So, but yeah, I bought this and I'm like, I really hate this. And then I think I sold it to Phil.
This is one of my sad stories of years and years ago when I bought something online and I got it and I was like, I thought this was going to be a lot bigger. I had no idea it was that small.
Yeah, he's not.
That's what she said.
I almost did a spit take. So what is that little, what's a little Optimus Prime symbol? It didn't come with that originally, right? That's an add on for the Platinum set, isn't it?
Is that the stand?
Yeah, sure. Is it the stand? I don't remember it, but it's, again, I got that in 2006, so. And I had it for like 3 days before I sold it. I'm pretty sure it was Phil.
It's kind of a shame they didn't use the Galaxy Convoy from the same line, because people actually like that.
Galaxy Convoy is just a nice design.
I
kind of suspect it would work better at this scale anyway, because it's got a simple but as far as I'm concerned, very satisfying gimmick that would work with a smaller figure.
Well, and the other thing too is like the heavy accessory super robot-y aspect of that design kind of goes more with what this sort of thing does, where it has all the different accessories and stuff. Like, it just kind of makes more sense in that build style. And yeah, it's a simpler process, so it doesn't have to compromise so much, like the little twig arms on the G1 version.
Yeah, they are kind of twiggy, aren't they?
My concern with this, though, is how much this tiny little thing is going to cost.
Yeah.
Because
platinum.
And so. I've seen no pricing information on the Asian release. The pictures we have, if I understand right, are from like an exclusive early release at the a toy show in Singapore, I think.
It's like, thank you, Hasbro Asia, for this exclusive toy that I can review. Translated from Korean or something. I'm not buying this. I would get this at Ollie's for $30. Hopefully I'll be able to do that.
Not a platinum, probably.
TJ Maxx at 45, yes. Like the G1 movie Dinobot set.
Yeah, but I'm not buying this. If that's your thing, great. But I just... I didn't like it. I didn't like it 10 years ago. I don't like it now. Is anybody interested in this at all? Or did I just like poop on your cornflakes?
I mean, at Ross prices, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to see one and handle one just to see what it's like at some point, but I don't think I necessarily want to own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was a lot more excited for the Year of the Goat Laser Optimus than I ever was for this.
That's understandable.
But that was still a terrible thing to do, that Laser Optimus mold.
Well, like I said, it actually, on display, it's really nice looking.
No, the one thing with this Year of the Rooster Optimus I will give them credit for is it's not just another color variation on MP10.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
Like, they actually tried to do something different for this year.
I feel better. You know, I would actually take a G1 Optimus. It's been a while since they've reissued it.
Yeah. I can see that.
I mean, in my mind, that when I think of Optimus Prime, that's the toy I think of.
What about a Masterpiece Pepsi Optimus? That's what I want.
That would be cool. An MP10.
Sort out the licensing,
If it had a trailer big enough to hold like one of the like 1¼ bottles, sure.
Or maybe even a 20-ounce would work.
The old Pepsi Prime actually did a 20, so I think you'd want like the 1¼ liters for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
then Wei Jiang can scale it up to a 2-liter.
Yeah. No, what you do, make a trailer that is wide enough that you can put a 12-ounce can in it sideways and paint it like a Pepsi 12-pack case.
There you go.
Interesting.
I'm brilliant.
Pepsi and modest. Hasbro need to get on this.
But no, I was actually thinking the other day that I would like to see a new, like, not Masterpiece, but a like, G1-styled Optimus Prime. I'd like to see them take another pass at that. It's been a few years, and it'd be just nice to see, like, a straight-up version to see how it came out.
Okay, so outside of, like, Legends class, I mean, the 2006 Classics is pretty much the last time we had what you're talking about, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we could stand for it for a new, like, vanilla kind of Optimus on Optimus Prime in the Generations line.
One that's not co-opted by other gimmicks or very obvious retool intentions.
Yeah. You know what we're talking... The thing that bugs me right now, though, what we're talking about is nostalgia for the first Optimus Prime, when basically Generations is nothing but nostalgia. It'd be nice if we got back to where we could have new characters again that aren't movie characters because they suck.
That's what Robots in Disguise is for.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but like the thing is... Robots in Disguise is great. You're absolutely right. I'm being a hypocrite now because it's the design aesthetic is not Generations. Like, if the design aesthetic was more Generations, it would be what I want. It's great as is, but I'm not buying all the toys. I'm buying select toys. But I buy all the Generations toys.
But don't you
Generations
like
has no media.
That's true.
Well, no, there was a Combiner Wars cartoon.
No, there wasn't. So,
but no, don't you like having a Transformers line where you feel
It's fine.
Perfectly fine. Just cherry picking out the stuff you like the best and not feeling like you need to buy everything because you're going to regret the loss of it later.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point. And the thing is, I like the design aesthetic. And it's like with animated, I love the design aesthetic for animated, but I would get I was getting bored buying nothing but toys in that design aesthetic. I can buy toys in the Generations design aesthetic pretty much forever. It's vanilla.
Okay.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. The Generations kind of represents a default approach to the Transformers aesthetic.
Yes.
It's shifted in how it approaches the character design and detail a little bit, but pretty much all the generation stuff is compatible with itself.
Yes.
The nice thing to me, at least, about IDW and the way that it has brought in so many different things from different influences and different universes is like, sure, I'll stand all these characters together. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. And it works.
Yeah.
And it works.
You know, it's kind of like we talk about with the Generations Insecticons. Ideally, the thing that makes them all match is that none of them match.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, and this is a good segue for the next item, because what we're talking about is an Armada toy that is being sold as a Generations toy or a Platinum toy.
Albeit with retools.
With some retools. Yes. It's the Platinum Edition Unicron. It looks great, and I guess this means it's going to be for sale very soon.
It's already available for sale in Hong Kong. Also, as far as we can tell, this is basically just a straight reissue of the Amazon exclusive version from, 5 years ago now?
Four or five, something
2012, wasn't it?
Well, somewhere around there. So, you know, A, good news if you missed out on that. B, probably bad news because it's probably going to cost a lot more than it did then.
Okay, now, we did an RFC, or we did a minicast about the third. Where were we talking about the third party figure? Because we were talking about it was after the was it the TFCon recap that we were going through all the slides and we were talking about how it comes in two pieces.
No, that was last week on the extra. That was last week. Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
And then we joked that there would be a Unicron that comes in like 20 pieces.
Go listen to that because that's a really good extra. And this is the rule. This is the one that would break it, where I would say, I don't care if they give it to me in six pieces. Like, I want a third party Unicron that is big and bulky. If it's three pieces at $200, I'll do it. Like, so
here's what I've just decided I wanted in the last 30 seconds listening to Diecast talk about this. I want a new design concept Unicron that is basically a combiner. It turns into a solar system, like five or six little individual planetoids that have their own little robot modes, and they transform into the various pieces, and you put them together and get like a classic looking Unicron out of the whole thing. Make Unicron a star system.
They wouldn't know that, but I like it. I like the idea, yeah. But that's not a third party.
You just made Unicron a combiner, so I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, now I want to see Unicron colored as Galactus, just for some reason.
It's kind of a shame they didn't go with that in Energon. I like the Energon recolor, but that could have worked.
Or Marvel crossovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just retool that Star Wars.
Oh my god. Yeah. The return of Marvel crossovers, and the first toy is Unicron repainted as Galactus. So,
I just looked over and I was reminded that I have Delta Magnus and it's beautiful. I just want to point that out. Okay, so
you need is a masterpiece scale Unicron. That is what you need.
So I can live in it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We'll see that now Diestack has a friend.
Yeah. Let's see here. What else we got? So the conclusion to Prime Wars trilogy was revealed. It's not Planets Combine or whatever Diecast said it was. It's
Planets Transformed.
Planets Transformed. It's Power of the Primes.
That's dumb. Mine was better.
we had better get Rodimus Prime in that line.
I'm sure we won't.
Well, we already have Sentinel Prime and we have Optimus Prime.
I wonder if this is where they're going to try to delve back into a line of continuity and try to make some of these a line of continuity characters more involved with the toy line.
You know what this needs to
like,
be?
I don't know about specifically the aligned concepts, but like IDW has folded in the concept of the 13 primes. Robots in Disguise has made use of that some too, following on from what Prime was doing.
You know what this needs to be? It needs to be a toy line based on the flashback sequences from Five Faces of Darkness.
Okay.
That would be it. No, yeah. I would be happy with that.
Or... it's a toy line based on prime numbers. Spit take number two.
And they're all in prime colors?
Yes.
Yes.
I love that. Or basically they just take all the Transformers Prime or the Optimus Prime toys they've made over the years, like the Funko Pop one, and the,
and like, set them on fire.
No. And like the Optimash Prime, and they just repackage them and call it, Power of the Primes.
Basically, so, every toy is a re-release of all the Prime toys from the past.
Pretty much.
And it just continues on in perpetuity. It's re-releases of the re-releases of the re-releases, and it's just Power of the Primes forever because there's no stopping it. So, guys, you all enjoyed the Combiner Wars cartoon, right? Well, I have good news for you. We're getting two more.
Yay!
Good news! This is a suppository.
It feels like it, Don.
Good, because I actually probably try to give them as more credit than a lot of people wanting to see this whole thing, trying to see it from like the most optimistic point of view that I could scrounge up.
Ah, well, if you want optimistic points of view, you know, part of the Machinima copy on how Combiner Wars was received is that the fandom embraced it warmly.
Yeah.
It was very warm and short embrace.
Now, I will remind you that, you know, technically the act of wrapping your hands around someone's throat and squeezing really hard could be considered a warm embrace.
I was thinking, it depends on what you mean as warm, because I would say that our reaction achieved room temperature. So it's kind of what I was thinking. Hey, so in the chat, our buddy Mike Boyle mentioned that the Pepsi Convoy from 2006, of course, it was a Japanese release. The trailer is actually designed for a 500 milliliter bottle. So, and apparently a 20 ounce is a little too large. He said, okay. I've never actually tried to put a bottle in my trailer.
Well, 20 ounce is only 591 milliliters. It can't be that much bigger.
Good news is that if you go to Dollar Tree, the Pepsi bottles are down to like 16 ounces there, so you should be able to get one that fits.
Oh, really? That's how they're making it within a dollar? Nice.
Uh-huh.
I've never opened mine. Mine's still in the box.
I opened mine. It's just...
Okay, so the Pepsi Prime in 2006 was a Japanese release, but they also had a Hasbro version.
Yes.
And Pepsi had the bottle cap giveaway thing.
Mm-hmm. Which I never won.
I entered two codes from bottle caps, did not win anything. Then, like 3 months later, a Pepsi Prime arrived at my door.
Nice.
Oh, they just a bunch of them and were sending them out to more people.
That's cool.
And that also sat in the box for like 3 years until I sold it for like $25 because, hey, pure profit.
Which is how much I think it sold for at SDCC when they sold it at Comic-Con.
I want to say it was more than that.
I think it was 25 or 26 bucks. It was pretty cheap. It's like they were trying to get rid of that.
Okay. Because there's not all that much material in that thing anyway.
No, it's Optimus Prime and then basically a tiny hunk of plastic. Let's
that trailer.
Yeah, basically. What else we got
but
here?
But it has fist storage on the underside, which I really do like. I wish more Prime players had that.
So E-Hobby teases another Transformers project. So, what do you guys think it's going to be?
Go ahead, Don. It's going to be the Megatron body to go with the head, and there'll be something else in there to make it worth that price, but it'll be just the body and another character in the box.
I really hope you're wrong, and it's the E-Hobby Dark Rodimus colors on that Hot Rod toy.
I'd be fine with that.
See, I'm just looking at the teaser, and, you know, it's a blue background. There's an Autobot symbol over it. So that kind of, to me, rules out the Megatron and probably is not how they would tease something like Dark Rodimus. You know, they probably do black or purple with that, even if it is still an Autobot symbol on it. I was kind of thinking maybe it's the tease for Twincast.
Could be.
I'd buy that. I'd definitely buy that.
I'd buy that. Yeah.
For the Titans Return Blaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so I guess his head would be Blaster or Billy. They might actually use Billy.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
They wouldn't, but that'd be great.
Let's see here. So the MB 11 10th anniversary Movie Optimus Prime toy magazine scans reveal upgrades to the original Revenge of the Fallen leader mold. It looks the same to me.
I mean, all Movie Optimuses look the same to me, so, but then I'm, you know, movie racist.
Yeah, I am biased against the movies. I will fully admit that.
It looks a little different.
Well, it's got both the hooks and the swords, and it's got the Buster cannons from one of the other releases.
I'm glad you noticed that, Don.
I think they took a lot of the like different variant parts that were developed for this mold over the years, and just kind of put all of it together at once. It's like greatest hits. Yep. Leader Optimus Prime.
Let our Optimuses combine.
When I wrote this, I assumed that the articulated fingers were new. I don't know if a previous re-release of this had included that, but...
Nothing comes to mind, so that might be...
Yeah, I think this might be new. The fact that they draw attention to it in the photo spread leads me to believe that it probably is.
Yeah. Let's see. In the chat, Paul said, Masterpiece Megaplex. I'd buy that. Okay, so let's see here. Next item, Generations Titan Return 6-Shot. Their in-hand photos available now. So I thought, Chris, you were getting yours. I guess you are not.
I mean, I'm getting it when it's available.
Okay, I thought you were getting one for review. So
no, mine's in the mail.
Lost in the mail.
Lost in the mail. Well, it's in LAX, so as soon as it goes from LAX to who knows where, it should be at JFK, but you know that I never had a package go through LAX. Yeah.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Well, I guess it makes sense depending where it's coming, since where it's coming from Asia.
Yeah,
but I've had a lot of stuff from Asia that just goes straight to New York.
So we talked about this last week, but I wasn't running video, so I didn't show it. It's really nice looking.
Oh yeah,
we have had other early video reviews come up that do confirm the Titan Master can stay connected to the body at all times. It does leave kind of a gap behind the wolf head if you don't put the Titan Master in there, but it's not that bad looking. Basically, it's just really, really good looking. I'm really looking forward to getting this.
Yeah. I'm super excited. I definitely, don't feel like I need a Masterpiece 6-Shot. One, because I don't know, it's the idea of a Masterpiece 6-Shot seems a little silly. I don't know why. I have no idea. I would buy it if one came out, but
well, there's about 4 or 5 coming out.
This is true. But like, there are certain toys, like to me, like the original Autobots, like the Autobot cars, those deserve a Masterpiece toy. You know,
so you're biased against things after 1986 is what you're saying.
Yeah, that for a Masterpiece, yeah.
You don't want Generation 2 Masterpieces.
I got the one that I would want.
You don't want Beast Wars Masterpieces.
It's really nice, the one that I have. I mean, so...
Are you going to get Cheetor?
I have it pre-ordered. But what I don't need Pretender Masterpiece toys. I don't need Micromaster Pretender Masterpiece toys. I don't need... No, actually, I really, really do need Action Master Masterpiece toys.
Micro Masterpiece?
No, well, yeah, Micro Masterpiece would be cool, but like, or Action Masterpiece, that would be awesome. I don't know.
I'd like to see one Masterpiece Pretender just to see how they would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if they did, it'd be nice to have Metal Hulk, a new take on Metal Hulk.
Other than the one take we got a couple years ago?
Yeah, I mean...
We don't talk about that anymore, Kilby.
Yeah, it's true. I don't feel like I need Masterpiece Combiners at all. I don't feel like that's something that I need in my life. I don't feel like I need Masterpiece City Bots in my life.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just... Like, the idea of Masterpiece to me should be, like, like original
classic characters.
Classic characters. Not that Six Shot's not a classic character, but he's not an OG classic character.
Original gangster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you mentioned Masterpiece Combiners. I want everybody to stop and think of how horrible Masterpiece Combaticons would look.
Yeah.
Sitting next to each other in vehicle mode.
Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need that.
No.
Although it'd be interesting if they took that opportunity to finally make a toy that works like Bruticus' animation model, where it looks like Blastoff's wings and undercarriage are forming the chest plate. Yes.
And as much as I love this, and I do love this, I really do, Delta Magnus, even this is probably outside of what I would the realm of what I really think that Masterpiece is. But it is wonderful.
I mean, we have a lot of Masterpiece Diaclones now, so
yeah,
there is kind of a precedent for it.
I mean, yeah, you're right, but in my mind, he's movie. So good point, because it is a Diaclone toy. I think of it as a movie toy, but it's Diaclone. So he does fit in. You're right.
I like how they've designed these to do double duty, where if you want Masterpiece Diaclone cars and stuff, you can have that. But they're also folding new Transformers characters into G1 in the same space.
Yeah.
You know, we have things now like Loud Pedals and Road Rages and Delta Magnuses.
We'll be talking about Loud Pedal a little more later on. So
I'm a little torn on that, because I actually want them to be the Diaclone toys, so I don't want, you know, Autobot and Decepticon symbols all over them. Like, Delta Magnus is wonderful, but I mean, that Autobot symbol is molded in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as a perfectionist, that bothers me a little bit. But
get your belt sander.
In the chat.
No.
In the chat, Brandon's asking about Masterpiece Star Saber. So what I'm saying right now isn't something I've thought about. It's just something that now occurs to me. That may be one of the reasons I don't particularly like Masterpiece Star Saber.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of complaints I heard about Star Saber after it came out was that kind of ended up being plain.
Yes, and that's, again, my problem with Inferno.
Well, he's Star Saber.
No, I know. It's consistent with the design. It's just not what people were expecting from a Transformers Masterpiece, because it's kind of unique in that regard.
Yeah.
Being that it is the Transformer version of a Gundam.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, yes. Hey, guess what? TFRadio.net/Amazon. If you want to help us out, basically, we're not asking for money yet. I'm kidding. I don't think we're ever going to ask for money. I've been asked about taking on sponsors, and I've had sponsors reach out to me and it's like, hey, I'd like to sponsor you. But I don't know. For some reason, I don't feel right about doing it. Maybe that'll change eventually. But what I liked about the idea about Amazon is Amazon doesn't know we exist. All they know is that somebody clicks on a link, goes to something, and then they calculate, you know, like a referral that comes back to us. And it's nice, and it's kind of anonymous, and you don't have to buy anything that you're not already going to buy. I mean, people buy everything on Amazon. I just bought my first Dash button. John just bought his first Dash button. Like, I'm gonna replenish Diet Coke. John's replenishing toilet paper. I think I win.
I have Red Bull.
See?
But it's still Diet Coke. You could go with maybe, like, I don't know, Pepsi Max.
They don't have a Dash button for that. And I do like Diet Coke out of an aluminum can. It's actually an aluminum bottle. I like the taste of soda out of a can.
No, I like
Diet Coke. That part's fine, but the Diet Coke is where I'm losing you.
I like Diet Coke either out of a fountain or out of metal. I don't particularly like it out of glass, and I don't like it out of a plastic bottle.
Yeah, I do like Diet Coke with lime. I do like that.
It's not bad, but with Amazon, again, you're already buying stuff. Especially now, it's the holiday season. Everybody uses Amazon. Just, you know, take
us deals every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just remember our link, tfradio.net/Amazon, or better yet, go to tfradio.net/Amazon and bookmark it, and just make it a bookmark that you go to when you want to use Amazon. And it helps us out. It helps us do things like the Roku channel. I mean, the Roku channel isn't free. It costs money and time and effort to build that. So through you guys, thank you so much for doing it. Helped us make that happen. It helps us keep the lights on. It helps pay the server costs. It helps pay all of the costs that, and they're a lot. And thankfully, because of Amazon, we have that. But we just need you to continue to do it so that we can continue to do this.
Yeah, we want you to, wherever you go, no matter what you're doing, RFC will be, if you're on the computer, if you're in the shower, if you're out in the garden. No, I'm just kidding.
So I do want to say this. I am working on a Christmas album for my Happy Day in Wilkes podcast. And admittedly, spoilers, I do a song about my Amazon links. I'm very happy about that. In fact, I may outro the show with that or put it on after. I don't want somebody to listen to the outro expecting one thing, then get that. Maybe I'll put it on as an Easter egg at the very end. But I do a podcast. I do a song about using Amazon. It warmed my heart to do it. It was awesome. I think it's pretty phenomenal.
Speaking of things that warms hearts.
Yes.
Oh.
Tabasco sauce.
Ooh, Tabasco sauce.
Defibrillators.
The next news
you know, item. I think you can buy a defibrillator on Amazon.
You can. I wouldn't, but you can. Okay.
Yeah. And the best thing is you can charge it too.
Oh God, Don, that's awesome. Okay, so Don is really good with puns. I mean, I'm going to have to give him props for that one. Okay, Diecast, why don't you tell us about this next item? It's in the third party news.
The next news item is the figure I've been waiting for a long time. FT Fans Toys Phoenix, and we finally have color photos, and it looks amazing. Don, what do you think?
That's not the news, next news item. Let me go pull that up. Is it?
No, he skipped about five.
Oh, he skipped five?
He skipped three.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So tell, hey, Diecast, instead, why don't you tell us about the Fans Hobby Debuts Master Builder Series Unofficial Figures at Shanghai. Why don't you tell us about that one?
Huh? There's some Master Builder figures that are unofficial at Shanghai.
So,
and none of them are Fans Toys.
And none of them Phoenix. Are Fans Toys or Phoenix.
So
it's pretty nice laser prime, though.
Yeah. Let me click through.
Is that a Power Master Prime? Is that
yeah.
That's
yeah. That is a Power Master Prime.
Yeah, and
they got a selection of monster bots in there.
The monster bots are beautiful.
A really nice looking Roadbuster.
Yep.
Is this what have they done before?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
The Black Convoy, the RID Scourge, will be their first figure, as far as I'm aware.
It's nice looking. That's a toy that I don't feel that I need a masterpiece of, but it is really pretty.
No, and when we saw that in prototype form a couple months ago, we were basically saying the same thing. It doesn't really need to be a masterpiece toy, but it also seems to be just a mechanism to get a masterpiece scale G2 laser prime out also.
Is it just me or third parties basically almost doing nothing but masterpiece style toys at this point?
Yes.
That bothers me a little bit because the toys, I mean, like the monster bots in my mind aren't masterpiece looking. They look like toys.
Flashback to our conversation 5 minutes ago.
I know, but they don't look like masterpiece toys. They look like fun toys and they're awesome.
Yeah. And that repugnance has always been my favorite monster bus.
Yeah, masterpiece toys don't look like fun toys.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. But these look they're like sort of scaled up. They look like those look like scaled up generations to me. And there's that laser prime is nice. Yeah.
Now the only thing about the laser prime that I don't like from these early photos that I've seen is the feet in super Genera mode. The feet aren't tucked away somewhere. They're just sitting there as a block behind the head.
That bothers me.
Which to me really ruins the profile. Well, ruins a strong word. It disrupts the profile of the figure.
Which toy?
And the
Power Master Prime.
Power Master Prime.
I haven't gotten to that one yet. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. It's just because you know on the original toy, when the legs fold up, it's even with the cab. This one, the feet stick up above the back of the cab by about maybe half an inch, and so it looks like he's wearing a backpack. And
so it's not slavish enough for you.
No. I'm just saying,
just ugly. It's a big blue rectangle on the back of the thing.
I
don't care about slavish or not. I mean, make the feet look like some kind of fancy backpack or something, or
add a backwards hinge where it can fold back. It's just. Yeah. I'm not saying it's too slavish. I'm just saying from an aesthetic that to me really disrupts the design of the toy.
In grayscale. Yeah,
and look at the
go ahead.
I was going to say, if you look at the color shot on the little placard next to the play, it becomes a lot more apparent what the problem is, because his head just disappears.
Exactly.
Because of that big blue rectangle behind it.
In grayscale, it doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look exactly like what I would want. But in color, that, blends right in.
Yeah. I think it's cool. The Overworld Lord looks like it has breast masters.
Power Masters.
Yeah.
There's two of them.
So and they're in the chest. There's Breast Force and there's Powered Masters.
Yeah.
I thought they were Breast Masters.
No, they're Power Masters specifically.
You really need a 10-second die-cast delay.
Yeah, in Japan, they're called God Masters.
Yeah, they're God Masters.
In Europe, they're called Energon figures, I believe.
Really? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Breast Force is Lyokaiser.
Yes.
I don't really care for their Overlord. It's the proportions are a little bit too chunky.
The top looks a little.
I kind of like it.
Like the width of the whole thing makes it look smaller than it ought to. Like it's taking away from the height of it.
But with the jet on the arm, I think that adds to it. I think it looks good. I like it actually. I like it better than Carnifex. Yeah. Carnifex may be a better toy, but I like the look of that better.
Taking a look at it, sorry, Don.
Go ahead.
Taking a look at it, I can kind of see why Diecast would think Breast Force, because there's just something about how the Power Masters stand out that I'm so far out from the rest of the chest that I am just not on board with. It looks weird.
Yeah, but it does scale well with that Prime, and that's why Jedi had to get the Super Mode was to go toe-to-toe with Overlord, because in his regular form, he got his butt beat. So it does scale well side-by-side, but the aesthetic is just not quite right.
Yeah. All of those, yeah, you're right. I'm going to go ahead and move ahead to the still not the one Diecast wanted to talk about. Iron Factory, it's like the next news item, the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The twelfth news item. Iron Factory reveals the 2017 line, including Legend Scale Seeker, Shockwave Six Shot, and a not Bruticus, I guess. I saw that Six Shot, and I thought that looked pretty great. That's something where I would take a third party Six Shot in that scale.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I'm kind of partial to that Bruticus because Bruticus, and that in this size, that would be something novel for the shelf, and it looks really good. You know, it's well proportioned. It's again, it's a grayscale either render or grayscale prototype. I can never tell the difference sometimes.
I think these are prototypes,
but I mean, he looks like he's a very balanced-looking figure, so I'm definitely tempted to get him for the shelf.
This is going to sound weird, but I was sitting here thinking that if this were masterpiece scaled, I would not like these proportions, but for whatever reason, as a Legends, I think it's a pretty nice figure.
You have to make concessions to go into that scale.
Yeah.
And I'm actually now showing it. This is the first time I've seen War Giant. Yeah, as a masterpiece, he would look off or a full size toy, but I'm definitely willing to give that concession with this one.
How do your Seekers look?
I don't.
I'm not a fan of the updated Seeker model. I prefer them as F-15s myself.
I'm just weird. I know, newsflash, but I wouldn't mind them doing like if they could do it like the Hearts of Steel Seekers in this smaller design. I thought that would be kind of interesting to see, but that's a very unique aesthetic for the Seeker.
Maybe bodies. When Mastermind jumps on that the Legend scale bandwagon, you know, they can do that since they made the full size toys of those originally.
Right. And there's also some figures that we never got in the original Hearts of Steel layout, like the Insecticon train.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, so in this legend scale, those Insecticons would probably work out well.
Yeah.
But again, Hearts of Steel is a very niche design aesthetic.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see this third party legend scale used for stuff like that that would be impractical to like jump all the way into at a full scale line.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think I need this Iron Factory Diatlas. The yeah. sort of Defender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. It's
the, I get, of the
I,
universe.
I'm lukewarm on it. I don't hate it.
I want to see it in color.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of color, I guess we can move to the next item. Mastermind Creations Reformatted Series are on display at in Shanghai. Do we have better
photos? Now, the important thing here is it's the first color photos of Mastermind Creations IDW Rodimus.
Oh, that looks really nice. I didn't see that.
Is that wow. Rodimus or is that Rodimus or Heart Rod?
He calls himself Rodimus.
Yeah. Okay. For now.
That is nice. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that's very pretty.
I have no interest in that.
I love it.
Well, Diecast, you would love that if Fans Toys made it.
Yes.
At least he's honest.
But, you know, but I see a lot of, now this could just be me, but I see some design aesthetics from Protector. I know it's from a different company, but there's some design cues from Protector that I see in this design that I like too.
I kind of see it. I don't know if it's intentional, but I kind of see what you mean.
It could more be that Protector took cues from More Than Meets the Eye Rodimus, who
that's a good point. You know,
predates this. Predates Protector, I'm pretty sure.
Trying to think what the timeline is on that.
For Protector, it'd been like 2010, 2011.
Yeah, it's an older piece, so
I think that about
right.
Works. Yeah, I mean, so I didn't read the IDW books before they got good. So was Rodimus in that then?
Well, no. This Rodimus
design
started looking like this around 2012.
Yeah, okay. Nick Roche designed this for More Than Meets the Eye specifically.
So for all the Lost Light stuff.
Yeah, that was 2012 that started.
Okay, maybe this it is just coincidental.
I was kind of trying to think back to what Rodimus looked like in IDW, like around 2009 or so, but nothing's coming to mind.
Yeah. Okay, so Diecast, tell us about the next item.
The next item is the best item of a long time. Fans Toys FT-10, which is their Phoenix, and we finally have color photos.
I don't like it in color.
You are wrong.
It looks like a KFC Transformer to me. Now, KFC meaning Kentucky Fried Chicken, not like, you know, Keith's Fantasy Club.
Well, we'll send you a Kronos, and that way you can be happy with
Don. I don't want that either. I had this pre-ordered. Go ahead.
This looks great.
No, I don't like it in color.
I mean, it's not like there's that many colors on it to start with.
What did you expect? I mean, it was going to be a white and red Transformer.
I'm not saying the colors ruin it for me. I'm saying in color, I realize that I don't like it.
What don't you like about it?
I don't. I would much rather have a Jetfire, like a real Jetfire figure, than like a Skyfire. Okay. It feels unnecessary to me.
For me as a G1 fan and as a Fire in the Sky fan. This is exactly what I wanted.
And I totally get that. But to me, you know, he's like a Macross Valkyrie.
And not a Gundam Core booster.
Yeah,
but you're thinking of that from the toy perspective and not from the show perspective, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. And Diecast, some people go toy first and not media first, you know.
And I flip back and forth.
I go back and forth, too, based on what I like better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in answer to your earlier question, Diecast, I do like it. I think it looks good. I will be honest, though, just to have a good-looking Skyfire in robot mode on my shelf, Kronos is fine. Because I think, again, for all of its flaws, in robot mode, posed, I think it looks good. And it's a great visual representation of Skyfire.
So I feel like there are new people out there who are under 45 who don't understand what we're talking about. So Jetfire, the toy, is based on a Bandai...
Robotech.
Robotech, it's Macross.
Okay, so let's flashback. We'll flashback farther. Robotech licensed Macross, which was the Japanese line of transforming jet mecha. And separately, Hasbro licensed from Bandai the right to use one of the toy designs for that.
Yes.
Which made all kinds of problems with the Robotech toy line, too.
Yes.
But since Harmony Gold or whoever had the media rights to that, they couldn't put the Jetfire toy design, the Macross Valkyrie toy design, in the Transformers cartoon. So they had to make up their own design that was kind of similar, and they gave it a different name from their Jetfire toys. So they called it Skyfire.
Yes.
And that's the rest of the backstory.
Yes, and people, of course, I mean, there are people who still don't understand or just assume that they're the exact same thing. I mean, they're supposed to be comparable. They're supposed to be the same thing. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But, yeah, so, but there are people who want a toy based on Skyfire, the, you know, animated model.
Which has never been done officially completely.
Yeah. So, you know, Don and Diecast are two people who really want that.
I would get one too if it was officially released.
I would get it if it was like leader class. I wouldn't pay like what this is going to cost.
Voyager, but
yeah.
But this is Skyfire from the animation. This is
yes,
and you can even see it looks like on his chest. I'm imagining that symbol is going to be able to rotate, so you can either have it Autobot or Decepticon.
That is
which
cool.
Is pretty cool.
That is cool.
That is cool.
So you love this.
I love it. I can't wait to get the test shot.
It's like $200.
$220 Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
I mean, he's going to be a big figure. Big.
Oh yeah.
It's almost twice as tall as MP10.
I mean, he's a big character.
Yeah.
And for you, Brian, they also did show off a Gerwalk mode.
Okay. It's not. It's a half-hearted measure, but you know, it's something.
I mean, I don't need it in this toy, but it's there for some people who might enjoy that.
Yeah.
So, one last bit of Skyfire trivia, because you know the G1 cartoon was aired in Japan after it was produced for the US. Mm-hmm. The episodes with Skyfire in them were held back until the end of broadcast of season 3 in Japan because they didn't want to even vaguely allude to or advertise a competitor's toy line.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It's just an interesting little footnote to the whole thing. Even going back to the original Japanese airing, they tried to downplay that as much as possible.
So I'm showing right now the shot of the last shot with all the toys. I would much prefer this if it were more appropriate characters, you know, like Starscream, etc. And like, I think he looks nice, but I don't know. It's not exactly what I want.
So, Diecast, what you need to do when you get that test shot, after you do the review and everything, you need to get a plastic tub and fill it with water, put Phoenix down in it, and then put it in a freezer.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, luckily, you know, for Japan, Skyfire wasn't in many episodes. I mean,
no, he wasn't, and part of the reason for that is because of the licensing awkwardness of the whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also my understanding that in Japan, Macross had its own set of legal troubles separate from the Harmony Gold caused ones in the U.S.
Really?
Because there were like the studio that did the actual work and the studio that, you know, distributed it, I believe both wound up claiming ownership. The first sequel, Macross 2, was done without the knowledge or permission of much of the original production crew, I understand. So that's why it's kind of been excised from the official history of the series.
That's funny.
So yeah, legal troubles all around this thing. And, you know, just to finish this off, for my money, if you're looking for a decent Skyfire robot mode and you're cheap, Generations Leader Class Jetfire from a couple of years ago is perfectly fine.
You get the correct Jetfire vehicle mode.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Diecast, are you in the chat? Okay.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and answer the question on the show.
Yeah, I will definitely still. I kind of wanted it to be a surprise, but that's all right. I mean, I'm gonna burn Kronos at the end of the review.
Make sure you have monetization on that video so you can recoup your money.
Yeah.
Maybe you should instead of burning, maybe you should freeze Kronos, because then if it breaks from the temperature change, nothing's lost.
I could freeze him and then burn him. Like melt the ice and burn him.
Is there any?
Him and then come back a couple of days later and chisel him out when you need him.
You could approximate ice with like styrofoam or something, couldn't you?
No, it's not transparent.
No, but he would be like part of him would like be sticking up out of it or something.
Well, it wasn't in the cartoon when he fell into the glacier and got frozen again, he was literally like 2 inches below the surface and they just left him there.
Yeah, that's
because,
the best part.
Because they're dicks.
That's like,
it's so hard to get him out.
The flight to Argentina or wherever.
But the way that they treat life is much different than the way that we value life.
Yeah, just ask Spider-Man.
Okay. Let's see here. What do we got next? Ace Collectibles. Who in the heck is Ace Collectibles? Present Tumblr unofficial style cliff jumper.
Okay, so this and the next story, the X-Transbots one, kind of go together because it forms a pattern of behavior.
That's why I put this in the show notes.
Ace is a new company. They debuted their cliff jumper alike, and then, as typically happens, at least one other company debuted the ones they were also parallel working on. So we have at least two now. And both kind of suffer the same problem, which is that it's apparently impossible to make a good masterpiece cliff jumper.
So I saw this, and I'm like, wow, why does Bumblebee look so much better? And I'm like, oh, wait, that's the official real deal Bumblebee.
It does look much better than these cliff jumpers.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the other cliff jumper yet, so let me pull the other one up.
Okay, so the Ace one uses the real car roof and windows for the chest, making the torso look kind of elongated and oddly proportioned.
Oh my god.
Very wide.
The X-Transbots ones use fake car anatomy to emulate the cartoon look of the robot mode, but as a consequence, all of the vehicle mode ends up as a backpack.
Oh my god. That hubcap, too.
Yeah.
And.
Hey, Don, it's like a Robots in Disguise toy, so you'd like that.
Well, both companies are making hubcap as well as.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rob, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rob.
Oh, I was just saying that the reason that this is not possible is that the original cliff jumper was not based on it was not a one-to-one version of a real world car. It was a like squadified little Choro Cube car.
Yeah, it's car. The penny racer.
Deformed car.
Yeah.
Can't they do one like that? I don't understand. Could,
but it wouldn't be masterpiece.
They should.
They should make a masterpiece that does that. I want to see a masterpiece Choro Cube car that's the size of a hockey puck. That would be great.
Well, yeah, and the masterpiece line is trying to get it close to animation model, so they don't have to use the licensed car if they're going for the animation model, because then the car would be off.
Although at the same time, they could have tried to do that with Bumblebee, and Volkswagen was still like, no, it still looks too much like our car.
Yeah.
If they have started to research the Transformers stuff that uses the IP they own now, Porsche is included in that. So if they know, this character name was based on this, even though it didn't look like it. If they try to do this, we got to go after them because we got to, get all that money we lost from our scandals over the last couple years.
I was going to say, Volkswagen really doesn't have a lot of ground to a lot of ability to claim the higher ground on this sort of stuff.
Can I say that both of these designs, Ace and X-Transbots, kind of bother me because it looks like they're using the Bumblebee engineering.
They are.
They are.
I mean, the transformation schemes of the originals were basically identical, so it makes sense to emulate the engineering of Bumblebee for Cliffjumper. At the same time, they're doing it terribly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't like it. It just doesn't sit well with me. Even the fact that, like, I feel like they should have used different engineering in the transformation because it's a third party and not an official. Like, I don't know. It hurts my head.
No, I understand.
I understand. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, since if you're doing Masterpiece style, the idea is to, you know, have things that fit in with the existing official Masterpiece stuff. I really don't see as how they had much of a choice.
Like, I would want to see more innovation in making the details happen in the transformation rather than trying to go a different way with the broad strokes. You know, let the arms and legs happen the same way, but like engineer something in to compress the car roof and windshield down to look like the cartoon proportions. Just add a few different things to set apart and get that end result you want, and keep the things distinctive that way.
I think we can agree that the next item looks pretty good. Make Toys, or as we and other people used to mispronounce it, or some people still do, Make Toys, but Make Toys. Contact Shot, they're from the remaster series, unofficial, point blank. Looks great.
This looks amazing. I am getting this. Point blank is my favorite Autobot Target Master, and it looks like they've actually got a really good design for the Target Master partner. Because I've mentioned this before, that's the one thing third party to me has not nailed down, is a good updated version of a Target Master form. Now, kudos to all the people at Master Shooter, everybody involved over there in the design and production. They do some great G1 style Target Masters. But the third party, even with the one that came with Carrie, the one that came with Scourge, I have not seen, now this is just me, but I have not seen a really great design update to the Target Master form. And I'm really hoping this is something that latches on as far as they're using this as a design style that will carry over to other similar Target Masters. But I love the way this looks. I'm getting this, no questions asked.
I really love Cupola, their chrome dome. But I didn't get the hard head, which I kind of regret. I kind of wish I would actually just get their master style toys, because originally I thought Remaster was going to be master style characters instead of their Masterpiece line. But yeah, this is nice. I really want this. I really, really want this. I'm trying to find a good photo of the vehicle mode.
Now, it looks pretty good.
They're toward the end, I think. There's only a couple of them.
Yeah, the one thing on, because I saw these pictures elsewhere, and one thing I don't see in the pictures that I've seen, that I've looked at so far, is I'm hoping this does have a hidden feature that, like Generation Cyclonus, you can connect the Target Master like Japanese style versus the American handheld style, which would be a nice little Easter egg for the fans.
Oh, that vehicle mode is beautiful. It's beautiful.
The thing I'm curious about is the way the pelvis is kind of tilted. I'm trying to think of what official toy does that it always kind of bugged me on, and I'm just kind of hoping you can straighten it out and it will feel fairly solid. Other than that, it looks really good.
Yeah, it really does. How much is this? 140, 150?
145,
usually. It's Cupola prices.
But that was like 2 years ago. I forgot what I paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
145.
Okay. Cool.
I think.
That's the kind of thing I like forgetting details about.
Yeah. And here's something that is worth talking about. Our last news item, but we are going to move into our holiday buying guide. I will run through that. Our Toy World unofficial Cosmos colored prototype photos. I didn't like this in grayscale. I like this in color. I really do.
But now we do know what this means, Brian. That means this will kill all third-party toys across the board, and we'll never have any for the next couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Cosmos is going to do that.
No, it's a
run. Cosmos is a line killer diecast.
Now, in vehicle mode, yeah, it doesn't look that great. But in robot mode, needs it. I needs it. I needs it. I needs it. I needs it.
I kind of like that the vehicle mode was willing to go for goofy proportions. Whoever designed this needs to take a pass at Cliff Jumper, actually.
Yes, you're right. And this looks so much better than the iGear one that I have that's terrible.
Well, so, yeah, that's not
hard. UFO?
I like UFO, but I got her as Roswell for the GoBot homage, so I'm happy with her for being a Pathfinder.
I would say Masterpiece. Masterpiece, it is not.
Well, what, this Toy World one?
Yeah.
I think it's intended to be Masterpiece scale.
Yeah.
Because it looks slightly largish deluxe size, which would be right for a mini vehicle.
Let's see.
Just going by the size and shape of the hand.
Is it available for pre-order yet?
I don't think so.
I don't see it.
The annotations on the images say that it is still a prototype and is subject to revisions. So I think this is just like the earliest color sample release.
But Brian, because I'm a big Cosmos fan. Mm-hmm. You know, Cosmos attracts Mike McConaughey is one of my favorite voice actors. But do you think that yellow is too in the bronze versus being a more traditional yellow?
It's not perfect, but I don't care.
Okay. It's a little mustardy to me.
It is. You're right. It is. But it doesn't bother me.
It reminds you of the color of Velveeta. I'm surprised you're not more into it, Don.
Being metallic, it may be a consequence of the lighting.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Because if I ever saw some Velveeta look like that, even I wouldn't eat it, because that is the wrong color.
Yeah, that's dried out Velveeta.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the holiday buying guide. We do this every year. I think we're not spending the whole show talking about it, though. Basically, what we did is we agreed to five top items that we'd want to as Transformers fans for Christmas and or whatever holiday. And we basically voted items which received multiple votes are toward the top. Items received single votes are at the bottom. I'm just going to run through it and we can talk about them as we get to them. So the top item was Unite Warriors Computron. Was anybody surprised by that?
Shock.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm a little surprised there wasn't some mucking around between that and another figure that the other figure wasn't number one too.
I think it's just because more of us have Unite Warriors Computron at this point.
And it's the best toy ever.
It's nice. And this will be posted with the show once the show goes up on Thursday. So second was Blur from Legends. Surprised me a little bit.
Very specifically the Legends version.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about that. Like, the Blur mold is super good. It's really well designed. It does not have any substantial problems. It's just a matter the Hasbro one does not have enough color variation.
It's blue. It's a Smurf.
Yeah, it's very blue.
If I saw a Smurf that color, I would shoot it because it was very sick.
That's like from the movie, basically, right? That's kind of what they look like.
They weren't that green movie.
I forget. Okay, so next item, Masterpiece Optimus Primal.
Yes.
Wonderful toy.
I don't know how that got that high on the list. I didn't vote for that one.
Oh. That's because you have no soul, Matt.
Yes, I would agree with that. Next item is Combiner Wars Computron.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that on my list because both versions have a lot of positives for each. And price aside, like Rob did in his review, there's a lot to love about the Combiner Wars version, especially with you being able to find it at some of these prices.
Exactly.
Nowadays.
This one
there's so much variation between the Hasbro Combiner Wars and the Unite Warrior versions. It's basically like getting two different characters anyway.
It is. And this one, again, is, like Don said, is available at discount stores like TJ Maxx and Ross.
Theoretically, although after those first two or three sightings, like, I haven't heard of any more, so that may be one of the rarer things in the system.
If you're looking for an alternative, it is currently $70 on Amazon.
tfradio.net/Computron. Let's see here. Titans Return Optimus Prime, specifically the Power Master version, not the new, is it Laser?
Yeah, it's technically Laser.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the design. I don't know if they're calling it that, but I don't think any of us have that to vote for it. So
yeah.
There you go.
No.
So he's a great toy. And he had several votes, and he's readily available. And especially for a kid, I think, if you're kind of curious, like, you know, I want to get, like, my kid or my cousin or my nephew a toy, I think he would definitely be a safe one to get.
Get him that in Chrome Dome. Chrome Dome fits in the trailer.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Next item, returning to Combiner Wars, G2 Bruticus. And he is definitely available.
Oh yes, and
and those colors are magnificent.
They're awesome.
It's so glorious. If only the box had been done. Is like I'm sorry, but every time it comes up, I want that box to be done. Like, the G2 box.
If only the faction symbols were correct.
Yeah.
Next item is Lyokaiser. Still, I mean, that's available still, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's a new release. Yeah.
But I mean, like, a lot of people figured that this toy would sell out like immediately, and it hasn't.
Well, yeah. Well, see, Brian, you and I were worried about that because we didn't, because we had never shopped Entertainment Earth. At least I hadn't.
I haven't.
And I was.
Well,
and I was,
no, I have.
I was really afraid it was going to be another Hasbro toy shop Nemesis Prime where everybody's hitting the servers at one time, and by the time you get through, they're gone.
And so, like, Don and I...
But then it showed up everywhere.
Yeah. But Don and I ended up buying it from some guy on Facebook. Ended up being a great guy, and we got the toy just like promised at a great price. But, like, we were so concerned that we weren't going to get it that we just basically... you know, took a risk and bought it off somebody who said they were getting it.
But if he's listening, great service, FedEx 2-day. Thing was like in basically bulletproof packaging. Like,
oh yeah,
I mean I could have dropped the thing, or Massey could have attacked it, and it wouldn't have been anywhere.
Can we need to wear
that packaging, Don?
Yeah, can we hire this guy to design Don body armor?
That would be great. I'll be honest. The next item I was surprised by. It's a Victorion.
You voted for her.
I mean, she is a combiner.
Oh, and
she does have a unique color scheme. So she has going for her. She's not a bad original character. Yeah. But I didn't expect, you know, I just really didn't expect that. So I'm actually very pleasantly surprised by
it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about voting for Victorion. Like, I like the unified color scheme. I like the colors more than most people do, I think. And the combining weapon really kind of gets me too. Like, that's something I think all the combiners should have had from the start.
And new hands and feet. The first new hands and feet.
I don't like the hands and feet on Victorion, but the rest of it's fine.
Oh. I'm okay with the hands and feet. They're I kind of like them better than stock pieces for Victorion, not in general, but in this specific case. But I like all the new head sculpts, and that combining sword is just fantastic. It's probably the best execution of a weapon like that we've seen in the Transformers line.
And even the individual pieces end up being like perfectly acceptable looking individual weapons.
Yeah. And to do all of that and to lock together so well as a combined weapon is just a really rare thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to, I haven't been showing these on video, because I think most people are very familiar with it, but this next one I was not familiar with. This one came from Rob Springer. It is the Transformers Optimus Prime limited. I guess they're all limited edition Funko Hikari vinyl figure.
Oh yeah, I've seen this.
I haven't seen this. I'm right now. I'm looking at Jet.com. This is the crystal version. I can't find a good photo of the standard version.
Crystal Pepsi Optimus,
but like, I am not a fan of Funko Pops. I think Funko Pops are like the worst thing ever, pretty much. But I really like this because it doesn't look like a Funko Pop. It just looks like a cool vinyl Optimus Prime.
Yeah,
it doesn't look. I mean, I don't know how big it is, but it doesn't. It's not super deformed. It's not. It's not goofy looking. It has that Funko cutesy sort of vibe going on, but it's not so exaggerated. He's got a gigantic head, but it's not so exaggerated that it just makes me angry.
And it doesn't have the creepy pop button eye thing going on.
Yes. And I don't know if the video will show this. I found Bumblebee as well. Bumblebee I don't like as much, but it also, it doesn't look just like a Funko Pop, which... You know, that's a big deal to me because I hate Funko Pops. Even though I do have a couple on my desk because Ricky Bobby. I mean, I would never expect to get a Talladega Nights toy. That's how I got one. Let's see here. Next item, Ground Pounder from Robots in Disguise. Who voted for that one?
I think it was one of Don's.
Yeah, because he's not as good as Fix-It as far as posability, mm-hmm. like from last year. but he's a nice little toy to fiddle with at your desk, and he's a crane monkey robot bad guy. He's just kind of cute in an evil sort of way.
I don't have that, so that's one I'm going to have to pick up. So but he's readily available, right? So that's part of that's part of the requirements for this list is they should be released in 2016. If not, they still need to be readily available.
Yeah, he's part of the one of the more current Robots in Disguise Legion class waves.
Cool. Next item is Delta Magnus, who is beautiful.
I wonder who voted for that.
But was it me or Matt?
Both of us.
Was it both? Okay. So I don't remember if I did or not. But with this one specifically, I got this because Don had tweeted to me Friday night that he was on sale at HLJ for like $111 or something. And I saw that, and I'm like, oh, I need to get it. Then I thought, wait, how much is he on Amazon Japan? If he's on sale at HLJ, he's probably on sale there. I checked.
You did not vote for Delta Magnus, Kilby.
Okay. I didn't have it at that point. So, Matt, good choice. If I had it before this, I would have gotten it, or I would have put it on the list. Again, HLJ had it on sale. I checked Amazon. I was able to get it for like a couple dollars more than HLJ had it for at their cost before shipping, after shipping with Amazon Japan, and I got it in 2 days. It's so amazing. I'm just super impressed. One that I would have been surprised about before it came out, but he was much better received than I thought he would be, which is Masterpiece Ironhide.
Well, it's like we said, if you go by those early pictures, he looks absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
But when Matt got him in hand first before anybody else, and we saw how nice he looked, I mean that shows what how well a good photography can either sell or kill your product.
Yeah,
I want the KO Ironhide with the fixed door panels.
Did they fix it on the KO?
Yeah,
Isn't that one of the oversized ones?
Is it oversized? I can't remember.
I was asking. I'm not sure.
I think it might be. You might be right.
So it just occurred to me on our Facebook live stream, since we're running long, if we drop, just jump over to YouTube for people watching live. Let's see here. Next item, which was mine, Masterpiece Loud Pedal. I do not like Masterpiece Trax. I don't think Masterpiece Trax is a great toy, but Masterpiece Loud Pedal is beautiful. And I didn't feel like I was going to break it when I was transforming it. And
That's always a good sign.
Yeah, this is true. And Loud Pedal is relatively inexpensive for a Masterpiece toy and readily available.
An exclusive
Masterpiece toy. It's beautiful. I would if you collect Masterpiece toys or if you've been interested, that's one I would get. It just looks phenomenal. So
it's got an interesting backstory on it too, which our friend Maz with his TF Square One blog gets into the backstory of the original Black Trax toy. So that's something to definitely go look up.
Actually, good point. I will link to that from the article when I post it tomorrow. Link to TF Square One. Quillfire from Robots in Disguise. That's a good choice. I don't remember who voted for it.
That was mine.
Good choice.
Mine, and I wanted to put it on here just because it's one of the like more recent Robots in Disguise toys where like if you got anything from the first wave and thought, you know, this is really not pushing my buttons really, like they get a whole lot better later. So definitely go back and get something like Quillfire, which is a really strong toy just by itself. You know, go back, get something recent, give it another try. You'll probably be very pleasantly surprised. I ended up, you know, going after Starscream and I wanted the SDCC 3-pack because it had the Windblade mold with actual deco on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Quillfire kind of sold me on getting back into getting Robots in Disguise toys. So,
and you mentioned Starscream, and Starscream is next on our list.
Well, there you go.
Yep. I don't remember.
I don't think I voted for that, though.
I don't know. Don? Don. Yeah, it was Don.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah.
Good choice.
It amazed me on how nice the transformation was and how good it looks in both modes. And it's not Starscream, but it still is Starscream. So it's like a lot of people like the War for Cybertron. I think I would buy repaints of this more than I would the War for Fall of Cybertron versions.
I get both.
Yeah.
What I like about the Robots in Disguise Starscream is that they put a G1 style Starscream helmet on, but if you look close at the face sculpt, it is still the Prime Starscream face, like on the Prime line toys. Like, they fuse those together in a way that looks really good.
Let's see here. One that I skipped over that I meant to get to earlier, which was Titans Return Fortress Maximus. Hasbro Toy Shop had Fortress Maximus up for $75.
There were a couple of places that had Fortress Maximus in the range of that. I believe over the weekend, Entertainment Earth actually had that and Lyo Kaiser in a 2-pack with their G1 diorama for like $200 even.
That's amazing. Wow. He's currently $140 on Amazon at tfradio.net/fortmax, lowercase.
Well, keep an eye on that as we head in towards Christmas, because I wouldn't be surprised if a lightning deal or two pops up around that one.
Guarantee you. And yeah, that one, so with that one, when I added it, I voted for that one. I had it on there as a caveat that it's a really great toy for kids, because it's a gigantic Transformers playset. Especially if you're a kid who's younger, like 8 years old or so, he's going to be a substantial percentage of your height. And, but even for adults, I mean, I don't think everybody on the show was super hot on him. Definitely for a kid, I think that he is a phenomenal toy. He's a Transformer, he's a base, and, he's fun to play with. So
it's definitely something you have to look at in the right context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Titans Return Sawback. I was surprised by that a little bit.
Yeah, I put that in there. And it's mostly because 3 waves in now, and we finally have something that I think exemplifies what the Titan Master price point should be. It does everything really well. There's not any mode that feels compromised, really. The vehicle mode is a little bit borderline, but it's also kind of goofy looking enough that I give it a pass anyway. But like, the integration of the Titan Master into the Lion body, the weapon mode is solid, which is kind of, it kind of comes with being a shield. It just, as long as you're a box, you're kind of there. So, but it just, it works really well. It's like my favorite Titan Master at this point.
Okay, so in the chat, a little bit of conversation, DK Rat Trap said, got my Fortress Maximus for $50 on Amazon.
Wow.
I did not see that. Oh. That's amazing. And Brandon mentioned that the Takara version is better. From all accounts, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My only regret with ultimately getting the U.S. version is that I will not have the Master Sword. That's probably going to bug me somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
Although I think there are places that still have some of the Hasbro Asia release of that in stock, if you want to add another like $30-$40 cost to your Fortress Maximus.
Maybe, yeah. And maybe Amazon Japan will have the Takara version on a super deal at some point in the future, but shipping will still be expensive. Titans Return Clobber is next.
That was John's, I think.
Was it? John, was that you?
No, yeah.
So why'd you put $5
Clobber on? Dinosaur, $5 tiny robot. It's a good stocking stuffer.
It's true. You
know, I liked it. It's just different. I always appreciate something that's not a car or a truck or something like that at this point. So yeah, I appreciate the twist.
Yeah, I get
that. He integrates with his Titan Master vehicle in a really neat way, too, to form the dinosaur.
So nobody picked Ape Face, which kind of makes me sad.
You know what?
You only gave us 5 options.
And Ape Face is kind of underwhelming in the grand scheme of things.
He's a good ape face. He's not a great Titan Master.
He's a great ape face. That's the way I want to put it. I love him as ape face, though. He's beautiful.
I understand.
The next one was Blaster. I think that was Rob Springer, or was it re-Rob Clay?
It was, well, I don't have Blaster, so it was probably Rob Springer.
Yeah, so I love Blaster. I think Blaster's great. Rob does too, Springer. Definitely a fun toy. He's to me, he sort of personifies what Titans Return is all about. Taking a beloved G1 character, turning it on its head a little bit and making a really nice version. I mean, he's the best version of Blaster ever.
And he's currently like $36-$37 on Amazon.
Yeah, definitely great. Next item, I think, was Rob Clay, which was Titans Return Brainstorm.
Yeah, I really like Brainstorm.
He's wonderful.
He is. I mean, he is Blur with a new nose and wings. There's no way around that, but at the same time, it's a really nice-looking toy. It's a nice design. That teal on the Walgreens version is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
I you know, when the first pictures came out, I kind of thought I was going to think of it as a kind of consolation prize, as opposed to the more than meets the eye colored SDCC one. But in hand, I don't feel that way at all. It's gorgeous.
I agree.
It's fun.
And the Walgreens version is apparently on a pretty deep discount right now.
$12 I saw.
$12.
Yeah.
That's great.
So go get it if you're sick of staring at them at Walgreens. That's a good price for Operation Combination.
Absolutely.
You know, spread some brainstorm around. That is a great toy.
I put two grooves in Operation Combination. I need to do that with Brainstorm. Next item is Chrome Dome from Titans Return.
Also Rob Clay.
Yeah. Again,
great toy.
Really solid, really nice based on that, you know, on that Combiner Wars engineering, but does some very nice things with it, and it looks great. And again, it fits in Power Master Optimus Prime's trailer.
Yeah.
Which just... That was a stupid thing to be gleefully happy over, but it's like, I got a new Optimus Prime, I have a new car that fits in Optimus Prime's trailer, I am like 8, this is wonderful.
So I'm...
That's the best, though.
Yeah.
I am pulling the next one up on my phone so I can read his comments, because I didn't put them in the list itself, which is...
Good job.
Not everybody included comments, so I'm not putting comments in the list. Rob,
you didn't solicit for comments either.
No, I don't want them. because that's we're talking
well,
about.
Well, you got them anyway. Deal with it.
We're talking about them here. So, but Rob Springer is not with us. So his number one was actually Titans Return, Sentinel Prime, or Astro Train, and his reasoning was a fun robot that turns into a fun spaceship or train. Titan Master interaction that's enjoyable and is both reminiscent of older Headmasters and other older sci-fi toys. Not my top, but I totally see why Rob loves it.
I really enjoy it, and you know, specifically the Sentinel Prime version. That's a really nice shade of orange. I mean, that is blinding in person if you haven't seen it.
It's very orange.
Yeah, and I like the head sculpt too. The head sculpt is great. Particularly nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
I totally agree there. I'm turned off by the orange, just to be honest. I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah, the Astro Train.
I'm gonna find 5 more of those bright orange shirts like I brought to BotCon, and we'll see what happens then.
Let's see here. Next item is Mind Wipe. I don't remember who voted for Mind Wipe.
That was me. It's the engineering alone really made me want to put that on the list, because I love all the Titan Masters. But to have the wings become the legs and not have it all just dangling off, you know, as kibble. And plus, he just looks, he's a giant purple bat. You know, kid, how could you not be like a kid, like, rawr, 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 you know, and flapping through the air and dive bombing the good guys. And, you know, he just sort of looks menacing, too, in both modes.
Yeah. I totally get that. He's not necessarily my favorite toy from that wave. Yeah, definitely not from that wave. It's Chrome Dome. But what I did appreciate is I found him when I was out searching for Brainstorm. So actually, I think I found most of that wave that way. Next item is Trigger Happy.
I did that one.
Oh, I hope to find one soon.
Me too.
Likewise.
It's really good. it's everything I ever wanted in a Trigger Happy.
I've never really thought about everything I want in a Trigger Happy, but
well, except, and that's the thing, like Trigger
the Target
Happy
Master.
Yeah.
Trigger Happy is not like a character to me. I don't have any like connection to it that way, but I always saw pictures of the toy and thought it looked really cool. This makes that vehicle mode look even cooler, and it's got a great robot mode under it too.
Most of the Target Masters to me are not, I don't have a firm concept of them as characters. I have, they're more concepts, you know, obviously there's some like the first Target Master. I mean, well, not the first, but you know, like, the ones that were already characters, like, you know,
right, Hot
Cyclonus, High Rod Cup, Hot Rod. But you know, most of them are really nice looking.
Yeah.
Sure Shot is really nice. So let's see here. Last item is Grand Galvatron. I love Grand Galvatron.
It's, I do too. I just didn't feel like it was worth putting on a list.
It's still relative. It's still available. I was worried that it would sell out. It's crazy, but it's just so fun and fun to look at that I had to put it on the list.
Colors in that set are amazing too.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's a little bit more of a niche item. Like, it's something where you have to already be into the concept they're going for, whereas, like, Computron is something that will appeal more generally.
Yeah. True, true. But it's Galvatron.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so, great toy. And that's it. That's the list. So, I thought we actually did a pretty good job of soliciting the best toys from the year. And it actually makes me feel much better about what's come out this year, because there's been a lot of great stuff. There have been years when we didn't get 20, I think this is 26 items. There have been years when we didn't get 26 items. So that we got 26 great things to talk about, that's insane. Way to go, 2016. Wait,
I mean, more than that, like I said, you limited us to 5 picks each. I didn't even get to Legends Gnaw. Which is
yeah, I just found that interesting. That I found that interesting that Gnaw didn't ever figure in there.
Yeah,
that just goes to show the quality of toys we've gotten this year.
It's amazing. Yeah. Let's see here, Rob. What's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we have got the second half of the Unite Warriors Baldigus webcomic translated to English. I kind of was of the opinion that this probably means this is the last of Unite Warriors, but you know, Chris brought up the excellent point that this may just be the end of the story they had planned. There may be more stuff in the works, so we will
I
see.
I really hope
that.
So.
Yeah, there's definitely more they could do. I mean,
I want to see them doing do something crazy with those Leo Kaiser toolings.
Yes.
Then it can end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Chris has galleries up for all of the Wave 3 Titan Masters, Tarot, Overboard, Fangry, and Sawback. So you can get a look at those in advance of reviews that I'm sure are coming. And speaking of reviews, I have got the last issue of Revolution, and I'm sure there are people for which this is something they've waited their entire lives to have all these toys of their childhood in one place. And I am just kind of thankful it's over so the Transformers comics can get back to doing things I like.
Nice.
Wasn't this something Rick Alvarez tried to do during Prime's run?
The Unity thing, Hasbro, yeah.
Yeah, Hasbro properties together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit ahead of his time, I guess. But
I guess.
This is, to be honest, to make this work is kind of something you need a John Barber for, someone who can get all this continuity moving in the same direction. And you know, my hat's off to him, and the fact that he is still there and still writing Optimus Prime. I said this in a review, the fact that he's still writing Optimus Prime, the book set on Earth, is the thing that makes me think this will actually work in the long run, because he's the one who will have the most work integrating this and reflecting all of the other things going on in the IDW Hasbroverse in his Transformers comic. I think for the most part, Lost Light Until All or One will be able to go on as they are, but he's going to do all the heavy lifting, and the fact that he was in on this from the beginning, I think, is going to make it work.
Cool.
I hope so.
Let's on the network this week, get the skinny episode 51. John and I talk about tableside service at McDonald's, which just blows my mind. And also my Thanksgiving weight loss program. I will give you a hint. I had the flu. So
that'll work.
Yeah. So
illness is the best diet.
So I've been slowly, I guess, I think it's like 30 pounds or something over the last few months, been losing, but I have not gained weight. I've kept losing thanks to the flu or food poisoning.
Ah.
So it was one of the two.
Food poisoning.
But also that one episode of Star Trek, Ship in a Bottle. So, yes. Very nice.
You know, when they could do Sherlock Holmes again after all the legal matters were settled.
Wait, why were there legal matters for Sherlock Holmes?
Because the estate of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, if I understand right, went after them after they did the season 2 episode, basically clinging on to the little bits and pieces of Sherlock Holmes that aren't in the public domain.
Ah, interesting.
And, you know, trying to get royalty money out of that. So we didn't have any more Sherlock Holmes and Star Trek for four more years.
I didn't realize there were bits and pieces of Sherlock Holmes that were in the public domain.
And that's what the producers of Star Trek thought at the time too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is a shame, because I'll be honest, I kind of kept wanting the Moriarty character to come back at some point and become part of the crew. He did.
Part of the crew. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but basically something like what happened with Voyager, where the Doctor got the hollow emitter, and then you would have Moriarty would be like a special consultant. Or can you imagine that character seeing things from his timeline perspective in the 24th century? It'd be very interesting. No, I think
what they should have done is keep Clemens around after Time Zero.
What do you mean his timeline's perspective?
Well, with the way the Moriarty character was created based on the sensibilities and the viewpoints of someone from that time period, like, can you imagine the Romulans trying to bluff Moriarty? It'd be like, you're kidding me. You think I will fall for that? It would just be funny.
Interesting.
So basically you wanted to become Star Trek Moriarty.
Make it so.
It would have been better than Voyager.
Yeah, it's true.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, it's very true. Voyager had a really good first season that repeated itself six times.
No.
Voyager didn't have a very good first season. It had a very terrible seasons 2 through 7 that just made season 1 look better.
That's probably true. It was better than season 1 of Next Generation, except for
Conspiracy. I think the first seasons of Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager are all about on equal terms. It's just that the first two of those actually, you know, advanced themselves.
That's true. Okay, let's see here. And don't forget, you can find this episode on our website at tfradio.net/496. 496 means we're only 4 episodes away from episode 500, which is going to be our year-end episode. And that, I guess, I'm looking at the calendar.
The year-end review?
Yeah, that'll be on December 28th. Trying to figure out if we're going to do that one, try to do that one live or not. Man, it's going to be so hard. So we may have to record that one in chunks. Don't know. It's going to be a long one, so we may not do an episode.
It always is.
And
we can do the year in review like just as January. We could do like a piece of that a week, each once one category every week for all of January.
I like the big download boost we get when we do this single year of the week.
That's understandable.
Well, like 2 years ago when we had like 17 pages of show notes.
24, actually.
Right now, I haven't trimmed them down yet, but we're at like at 100, I think, something like that. It's going to get trimmed down to about 15. But yeah, it's going to be a lot.
It makes sense because the show notes every week are about 2 pages. Yeah.
But there are people who look forward to that every year. Honestly, I kind of look forward to that every year. It's fun to put together. It's just a slog to actually execute.
We can do that without video, right?
No, we need video for that one. Man, the video is it's we're talking to each other over Skype either way. It doesn't have to be live. I mean, I'll be.
But like, if there's no video, I can like get up and walk around after the first couple hours.
You can do that. you can do that anyway. But you can find this at 496.
Schedule intermissions.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Maybe we probably won't do that one live. What we'll probably end up doing is debuting that during the normal time slot for the live stream that week. Let's see here. Don't forget our voicemail line, which is 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. We have a new technology available to us called the telephone. And Don and I will be – or Don, I'll be there. I'll be his producer. And we're trying to find a co-host. So if there's somebody from the RFC universe – or somebody, honestly, I
would nominate Diecast.
No.
But
sorry, Diecast. It's you're just not the person with the qualifications we're looking for. But we'll call you if an opening happens.
I'm amused that Don and Diecast are equally horrified by this idea.
We're trying to figure out who the co-host is going to be.
You really need a co-host, though. I kind of envision this more like the RFC version of Frasier.
Well, no, it's you know. I tend to get a little super excited about wheeling and dealing and stuff. So someone. Well, and
that's
kinda...
why you have Kilby there to talk you down. Like, he's the producer, but he'll also be able to.
I'm call screening. That's entirely what I'll be doing.
Yeah, he'll call. So someone who's maybe not someone who's sort of polar opposite than me. You know, sane is one thing.
Yeah,
and
you know, podcast.
So you know, just and besides, it'd be nice that like if for some reason I can't make it, the other person would already know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, having two hosts,
if Don can't make it, we probably wouldn't do that episode.
The more I think about this, the more I wanted to be Diecast, because Diecast just buys everything in sight, and Don, you know, is so frugal,
you know,
and sticks to Donomics.
What we could do.
It's an interesting contrast.
Yes, we could turn this in, we could have this with There Goes My Money, and sort of bring back that There Goes My Money concept with this show. Just saying.
No.
Man, I love There Goes My Money.
Oh, I do too, but...
I know.
Well, see,
I know.
Well, see, the thing with There Goes My
Best
Money...
Best idea for a show.
Soundwave.
Yeah.
Now, I think There Goes My Money is fine the way it is, because...
It doesn't exist anymore, Don. It's not anyway. It doesn't exist.
It's not retired yet. It's on hiatus.
It just hasn't had a new episode in a year and a half.
It's not retired. It's not retired. It's unemployed. So
or underemployed.
Yeah, there you go. So it's just not around. But yeah, so we're gonna figure that out. But again, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268, basically meaning that if you want to leave voicemail for the show, do it. We're going to be using that number a lot more. You can send a text. People like texts, so you can text us, and we may read your text on the show. Again, we may play your voicemail on the show. There's no guarantee that we're going to actually do it, but we do that from time to time. So you can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. I am on we're on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We're on Instagram at TF Podcast, and you can find us on YouTube. Just look for Radio Free Cybertron. So we're all over the internets. And of course, now, again, as announced at the beginning of the show, we have a Roku channel. It's just called Radio Free Cybertron. You can go to tfradio.net/Roku to add it, or actually, I have a handy-dandy video on how to do that that published at 8:45 today on YouTube and on Facebook that walks you through the process. But you don't need to be walked through. That's just if you want to watch it, tfradio.net/Roku. I'm on Twitter at bkilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby, BRIANKILBY. Diecast, where are you at?
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2. I'm on YouTube at RFC Reviews. And now you can get the app on your smartphone, TFDB, mm-hmm. and you can see my reviews through TFDB.
Yeah, it's awesome. TFDB right here.
Yeah, I really like the app. The app is really cool.
I'm a big proponent, so I think it's great. We probably should plug it more.
We should search Optimus Prime and see how many Optimus Primes pop up in that
a
search.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt.
You're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Melvar. That's with 3 L's and 2 R's.
He's about to fall asleep because we have gone on
yes,
for like
I am.
50 minutes. Chris.
Boy, just imagine what it's going to be like when we do the year in review.
Yes.
Chris RTXV on Twitter. Also, all the content I produce on T-Formers. Also, the T-Formers YouTube channel where you can find stuff from me and Rob.
And Rob.
Which is what, T-Formers TV?
T-Formers TV. Rob?
I am at RAC2750. I am also on Twitter and YouTube as Flailthroughs, which, in addition to various video game things, I'm occasionally doing Gundam action figure reviews.
Oh, cool.
Kind of half-assed ones, but... I do not do any of the like scripting and preparation I do for my proper Transformers stuff. I just talk about the Gundam toys.
Cool. Don.
I can be reached at... sorry, I had a slight...
He's running. I'm still here.
Boom.
No, I had a slight Massey attack there. No, I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC. No, don't eat the cable.
HMRC, no, don't eat the cable. I'm typing that in right now.
I'm going to take that right now.
Take that, yeah.
It's at,
I believe that exceeds the character limit, but give it a try.
I can be reached at HMRC, the number 4, EBR. Or I think I'll create a new account for Massey. Not in the face, not in the face.
Oh, nice. Nice.
No,
nice.
That's Arthur's. That's Arthur from the Tick's Twitter account.
Cool. And John, I believe, is away. He is on Twitter at that John D. Actually, there he is. John, why don't you tell us?
What?
Where are you at on Twitter?
What he said.
That John D. Which yeah, you can also be found on Twitch at that John D as well.
Yeah, follow me. Enough people out there who aren't following me, so I can get verified.
And John, why don't you tell us about New Soundwave?
I'm not sure what that is.
It's been 5 years.
Hey, John,
if anybody out there does, tweet.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to pick up an NES Classic. If I send it to you, you want to do an RF, do a New Soundwave on the NES Classic?
Maybe. Hey, yeah. I forgot.
You
that
should existed. Do that. You should do that because you could probably Nintendo. Like, as soon as it comes in,
shot and I forgot it existed. Now I don't care. Now I don't know if I really want one. Yeah. See, that's what you get for supply chain issues.
Yeah. Okay. So Matt, go to sleep. That's it for this week. We will catch you all later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
I got to drop off a late payment to the Toyota place. So I drive my car down to downtown North Wilkesboro. Sparkling Christmas lights hit me right in the face. And I'm moved. I'm moved by all the newfound holiday glow. I'm moved by all the newfound Christmas glow. Well, it looks like it's Christmas time again in Wilkes County. It's time for that good old Christmas music once again. Old grandma getting run over by those reindeer. And them good old hound dogs barking jingle bells like they're men. Good old jingle bells getting barked by them hound dogs like they're men. It's time that Kim and I go on down to Walmart. Cause we need a new TV and they only do layaway once a year. From that place that used to be Hardee's down D Street, on down to Smoot Park, there's no place I'd rather be at Christmas time than right here in Wilkes County. There's no place I'd rather be than right here in Wilkes County for Christmas time. I swear it looks like it's Christmas time again in Wilkes County. It's time the holiday plays force us back into church once again. Cousin Terry's squeezing into an old bathrobe so he can play Joseph. And we're one person short from having all three wise men. Just one person short from having all three wise men. That's pretty good. It's better than last year. Santa don't sit outside Penny's no more. The mall had closed years ago. Rhodes Bookstore, Kmart, Roses, Biscuitville too. Why don't you use my Amazon links at briankilby.com/radio to buy your kids something nice, maybe me something too. I'll take anything, just whatever you want to get me. I like toys, I like clothes. You know, I swear it's Christmas time again in Wilkes County. Seriously, use my Amazon links, I really need that money. I don't really care what you get me, it don't matter. In fact, you can get anything. You can get somebody else something. The money will come back to me. At least part of it will. Very little bit. And Amazon won't charge you no more.
it's pretty much the greatest thing there ever was. And I think it'd probably do you good, and probably do your heart good, and it'd do me good. And that's really what Christmas is about, ain't it? I swear it looks like it's Christmas time again in Wilkes County. It's time we spread the holiday cheer, you know, to make the world better. It's really what the Happy Day in Wilkes podcast is all about. So when you look at it that way, I guess Brian Kilby celebrates Christmas time all year. Do you celebrate Christmas time all year? Only until that time when people are celebrating Christmas all year would ever truly be a happy day here in Wilkes County. And when people use my Amazon links to it, briankilby.com/radio.